Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 200 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about mental health issues that can pop up when you are going through something called topical steroid withdrawal, also known as TSW. But first, before we go into this topic, and I've got a great guest, by the way, as well, I want to just give you guys a big thank you. First of all, we're at 200 episodes. When I started this show, I did not quite imagine hitting 200 episodes. I could see myself hitting 100, but I didn't think that far ahead to hit 200. And now that I'm here, I've had so many people ask me, well, are you about to throw in the towel? Or are you pretty much done? You've got 200 episodes under your belt. And in my view of things, I've got so much more to share. There's so many questions that you guys submit into the show to have me answer or research, and I'm still as fired up as ever and passionate about connecting you with answers. There's so much more to talk about, and I just wanted to thank you so much, especially those of you who have literally been with me from the beginning of this podcast when it launched. It means so much that you spend your time with me, this half hour every single week, tuning in. That way, you can really help yourself rebuild healthy skin, and hopefully we can change the way things are by helping to educate not only ourselves, but connecting others within our community with the information that they really so desperately need, but struggle to even know the right questions to ask. I wanted to send you all a ton of love and gratitude for being with me on this journey. Before we dive into today's conversation, I wanted to set the stage for why I wanted to even have this conversation in the first place. I do work with folks who are going through TSW, and it is not uncommon for them to unfortunately experience some really seriously dark moments. And it's not uncommon for them to be faced with situations and feelings that I am not trained to address and support them around. And so I had reached out to a number of colleagues to basically find a resource of where to direct people towards that really understood from the mental health, emotional health perspective, what someone who's dealing with TSW is going through. And I was connected with Jing. Many of you know her online if you're in the TSW community. She's a TSW warrior from Singapore, and you might recognize her Instagram handle if you follow her there. It's TSW_trooper. And so she's been going through TSW for the last 10 years and is about 95% healed now. Through all of this, she worked to complete her bachelor's degree in social work and provides counseling now for people going through TSW. And because during her journey, she really didn't have a lot of resources to turn to, she stumbled across a man named Jay who was able to offer her some insight and support to really turn things around. And he's been working with TSW cases for 17 years. She learned a lot about TSW and has even written a website to make Jay's knowledge more accessible, which you can find at decodingtopicalsteroidwithdrawal.com. So without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation. Thank you, Jing, so much for being here. I really, really appreciate you coming on the show. It's actually really exciting to have you because you're coming all the way from Singapore. So we have to figure out this whole time zone thing. But I wanted to welcome you to the show and also ask that you share your experience with the listeners. Like, what caused you to end up with TSW? What skin issue were you dealing with? And what happened that led you here? Because you have a very unique perspective in dealing with TSW.
Wow. Well, my story started 28 years ago when I was born. So I had eczema when I was a baby. So, of course, I was born in Singapore. And my dad received a letter to study in the UK. And so, as a small family, my dad, my mom, and myself, I was a baby, we moved to the UK for my dad to complete his studies. And while I was there, the dry weather caused me to have some eczema. And of course, my dad and mom brought me to the dermatologist and I was prescribed steroid creams for eczema. That is like the standard protocol. And ever since then, I think my eczema never went away. It continued getting worse, or perhaps it was on and off throughout my life. So I continued using the steroid cream since I was baby until I was about maybe 17 years old. So I have like a 17-year steroid usage history. And I was on quite a frequent like application. Every day I would apply it without fail. I remember as a child, my dad would apply it on me every night. After I came home from school, having a shower, I would stand in front of him and he would be applying all the areas that I had wounds on. And as I grew older, I decided to do it on my own when I was in my teens. The eczema came on and off. Unbeknownst to me, I was already having topical steroid addiction. And it was just uncontrollable when it came to 17 years old, when I went into junior college. I was really stressed. My skin just blew up. And I felt like, there was something fishy happening. I wasn't feeling that the steroids were helping me. In fact, they came back worse each time I stopped them. So I decided to stop using the steroids without even knowing what TSW or TSA was. So I was going through withdrawal for 2 years until I came across the Itsun website. So when I withdrew, I went immediately to traditional Chinese medicine. And when I discovered Itsun, I was 2 years on the medicine already. And I was furious when I discovered what it was. I Googled all my symptoms. And I even thought I had multiple conditions at once because I had so many random symptoms. I thought I was like having some sort of adrenal gland issue. I had weight loss, hair loss, things like that. That really began my TSW journey. I tried all sorts of things, all sorts of therapies. The weirdest one I tried was like bathing in like traditional Chinese medicine, which included certain dried insects. And I was like, I know, like the extent to which we go to heal our skin, it's insane.
And the thing is too, you're like desperate. You just want something to make it stop, because I have actually said repeatedly that TSW or TSA it's like a living hell. It's very, like, I think rashes are awful. Whatever type of rash, like some people have eczema full body. Some people have debilitating rashes in areas where, like, for example, with other conditions, they may have it in their armpits or groin. So just movement becomes very challenging. Some people have it on their feet to the point where they can't wear shoes and it becomes difficult to walk. I mean, everyone's experience just with rashes, whatever they are, alone is very challenging. But to get to this point is even worse, because it turns into this monster almost that you can't control. You don't know when the end point is. And then, like you said, you have all these weird, random things going on. I remember specifically one of my clients, she was tested for all of these rare genetic diseases and like all sorts of weird, random conditions that most people do not have. She tested negative for all of them. And that's when we started to wonder, if it was TSW that was actually going on. And that was, and I've talked about this before, that was sort of like where the light bulb, a light bulb moment for me. And then also watching her go back to dermatologists trying to advocate for herself, only to be handed more topical steroids, despite her insistence that that was actually making it worse. So I'm not, I want to be clear, no, we're not having this conversation today because you guys know who are listening. I'm not anti-medication. I'm not anti anything. Everyone's journey is different, so it's important. But we have to acknowledge the reality for those who have stepped into this. You basically crossed a line that your body can't just jump back into the place where it was before. It becomes really, really daunting. And emotionally, it feels like a wrecking ball, even worse. Like your life was already not in a great spot, and now this is even worse. And so for you, what made you think about, like, were you interested in counseling before you went into, before your health went to this space of into the TSW space? Or is this something that you have realized with experience is so important?
So I've always been interested in being in a helping profession since I was a teen. I naturally gravitated towards social work and counseling. And in university, I discovered that there was a bachelor degree for social work. So I went into that. And I started working as a social worker for 2 years after I graduated. Unfortunately, because of TSW, I had to stop that. I was out of a full-time job for years. I think even, 3 years I had to stop working full-time because when I was traveling to work, the air conditioning on the bus was so painful. When I was at work, the air conditioning at work also made my dry skin so dry and painful. And of course, it was a front-facing job. I had to talk to clients who were not feeling the best. They themselves are going through a difficult time in their life. So I was also absorbing a lot of stress and negative energy, which of course we know affects your skin greatly. So my TSW got even worse while I was working as a social worker back then. Counseling and helping people has always been like a core belief or a core value of mine. I really enjoy doing it. And I would say that going through TSW has helped me become even more effective as a social worker or counselor, even though I was, you know, technically not even working for that 3 years when I had to take a break. I think, funnily enough, when I was a social worker or when I was studying to be one, I always never knew what my specialty would be. I always wondered, you know, some people really love to help the elderly or the youth, and I never knew what mine was. And I feel like now, after going through this for so many years, it's just TSW. I feel like it gave me my calling or my purpose.
That's really beautiful. I it's interesting because sometimes you can take the thing that has caused you so much grief and strife and pain in your life and turn it into a blessing, especially to help other people and help walk them through it. And the reason I reached out to you is because I do have clients that go that are in the process of going through TSW and are not in a good place mentally and emotionally. And one complaint that I have repeatedly heard is that they don't feel heard or understood by a therapist who doesn't seem to understand this particular situation, because there are some unique aspects to it that require you to explain things that are not common. They're not common experiences. So for someone listening to this, you know, what do you have any thoughts on why it is that TSW, and this could be whether both from your personal experience, also from your professional experience working with people, why is it so difficult for people who are going through this mentally and emotionally? Like, what do you think is contributing to this overall sense of like, I don't know if I can actually get through this.
I would say, firstly, it's the stigma, because once you see it on a person, okay, skin condition, you can't hide it. And there are many, many misconceptions of skin conditions, no matter TSW or eczema and all that. And when people can see it on your body, it's almost like an open invitation for people to comment. And not everyone is the most sensitive or know what to say to TSW people. So firstly, receiving such comments builds that stigma or that impression. And having to break that stigma on top of all the emotional burdens that you're already carrying is really, really tiring. So having to explain and then be invalidated by onlookers, I think that is a very, very heavy thing to carry around. You feel very, very alone, and that isolation can really cause someone to go berserk. And I think the second thing is you lose all aspects of yourself. It is not just one type of grief that you are going through. You grieve your appearance, firstly. Your appearance affects your personality, your character, all your core beliefs. You can't carry yourself in a way that you want to carry yourself. Like, our appearance actually really makes up a huge part of our personality. Like, we dress up the way we want to dress, but TSW people are robbed of that. Makeup, hair, anything that shows you to be you. You kind of feel like almost identityless. And in fact, sometimes you even want to be invisible because you don't want to invite all these comments from other people. And the next thing you lose is, you know, your job, which also contributes to your identity. Maybe even relationships where friends don't understand why you are cooping yourself up at home. They think that you do not want to be their friend anymore. So you lose, you know, relationships. And because of all these, you start to question life. You lose your purpose because you can't do anything. And life is all about enjoying activities, filling up your time. So then you start to go into this very existential space where, who am I and what am I here for? If all I am doing is suffering, then is life worth living? There's nothing that I can even enjoy anymore, not even wearing nice clothes, not even eating nice food, not even spending time with my friends. So what is keeping me here? I really do not know. So that is when they really go into this deep, deep hole that is really hard to climb out of. And yeah, it doesn't help when you do not see many success stories. Yeah, but I always say that you always have to cling on to hope, because that keeps you going. I always say hope is like a double-edged sword. When you have it and you're disappointed, that can really crush you. But when you have it, you live another day, and who knows what the next day may bring.
Can I ask you, do you think that people, generally speaking, going through this would benefit greatly if part of their journey was in addressing the mental, emotional piece of this? Because what you've just described, I mean, even just listening to you, that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to hear how many things you're stripped of. That you're right, make us who we are. So do you encourage people within the TSW or topical steroid addiction communities, do you encourage them to seek out mental or emotional support and to work in that area in addition to everything else that they're doing?
Definitely. I feel like mental support or mental health is almost like half the battle. Because if you do not have the right mindset, you could spiral down very, very easily, because mood also affects your flares. Stress doesn't just mean like physical stress or like feeling stressed from work. It is also emotions, large emotions like feeling depressed. That lowers your immunity, and the immunity affects your skin health. And then, of course, TSW is so related to the entire system. So definitely. Please seek out mental health, especially if you already are struggling to see any hope. I usually also find that people with a strong family support, they heal much faster as well. If they are active in the community, they are open about their TSW and are able to talk about it, they also tend to have a faster healing rate. But of course, stepping from being afraid of showing yourself to being in the community and identifying as a person with TSW and being able to accept that I do have TSW now, that is a huge jump that many people are unable to take or don't feel ready to take. I myself took 8 years of being in TSW before I wanted to set up my Instagram account, my Facebook account, and share it. But that really accelerated my healing and my entire mental health.
With that said, I actually really appreciate the idea of being able to share your journey as potentially therapeutic. I think that's one of the benefits to the internet today. I mean, there's good and there's bad things about the internet, but being able to connect with people elsewhere, because it is possible you may be the only person in your town that's going through this. And for miles and miles and miles, there may not be a single other person or a soul who understands what you're going through. But thankfully for the internet, you're able to connect with people. So how, if you say join a Facebook group or what have you, there are highs and lows to that. There's good things and then there's bad things, because there's this range of emotion that people experience going through this, which you've discussed. You know, that you got angry, you feel grief, you feel all these things. So do you have any tips for someone who maybe hasn't sought out professional help yet, but they are also, as you said, you have to be careful of learning how to cultivate a healthier mindset and not allow yourself to become so susceptible to these emotional highs and lows that you may necessarily see online that can cause a lot of disappointment or fuel anger and whatnot. So are there any, do you have any recommendations for someone about what are some things that they could do now, whether it's, should they join a Facebook group, or if you do, be careful about this. I just want to help people manage their own expectations, because I think sometimes it's great to connect with people, but I've also heard on the flip side, some of my clients and community members have also found that some of these groups can be kind of negative and it actually makes them feel worse. So what do you recommend?
I think I use my social media very differently from most people.
Because, you do, I agree.
Yeah. So I don't respond to many negative comments, or I don't pay much attention to it. So I curate my Instagram feed very, very carefully. I follow lots of like positive quotes or inspirational quotes, and I think half of my feed is that. I don't follow many people, only people that I've talked to on DMs and they gave me a really positive vibe, and then I follow back. And if I see anything negative, I will just be like, okay, is this accurate? Or does this really affect me? If it doesn't, then I'll just let it be or unfollow that person or, you know, pay it no heed. So, yeah. But I understand this mindset also takes some time to cultivate, especially at the start when you do not know what is working for you or what is not. And I think the main grounding principle is trust your body and trust your gut. So tests can be inaccurate. Information on online can also be inaccurate. Even whatever I'm writing, who knows, it could be accurate or not. Because TSW is not studied clinically. So do what you feel is right for your body. And learning how to listen to your body is also something that is a skill. Like, how do I know whether I'm reacting to something because I'm allergic to it, or because, you know, yeah, I feel like TSW is an exercise in understanding your body. Like, let's say you have a flare. Okay, is this caused by what I ate just now, or is it from someone else, or an irritant or whatever? So yeah, I think just cultivate this skill for yourself. Always trust your gut feeling. And if something is triggering you, move away from it and examine your own emotions. I think that is a good practice to have.
Do you recommend that doing like journaling or writing exercises can be helpful for people going through this?
Yeah, definitely. I would say I often typed into my phone every time I had a lot of thoughts and emotions to express because I couldn't write with my hand. So I typed it out, or I would send voice notes to myself. I would just record myself saying it out, because when sometimes your throat chakra is blocked and the voice of expression is it's stifled. Like TSW people, we already have difficulty speaking out for ourselves. We all have difficulties with being invalidated. So when we practice our expressing with our throat, it continues to reinforce our own self-beliefs and our self-esteem. So I think it's helpful to write it out, read it back to yourself, and also say it out and hear it back.
I actually really appreciate your recommendation for self-reflection and that evaluative process to say, is this true? Is this a reaction to something? I have found too that, you know, this is something I remind people of, TSW and whatever, all the other different, we have red skin syndrome and TSA and all these different names for essentially the same thing. There is no official diagnosis, not in the United States, not in the United Kingdom. I don't know if any country's medical system actually, as of the date of this recording, acknowledges this as a diagnosis. And you're right, there is so much that we don't know, unfortunately, from a science, medical, biochemical perspective that is still evolving. And so I agree with you wholeheartedly that you do have to learn how to trust yourself, but also to know that what might not work now, it might just be right now. It may be that down the road, you will be able to reintroduce certain things and get back to certain as, I mean, for you, I saw, I think this morning or yesterday, you had a post up on Instagram about dressing up, which you said like was something that you couldn't do for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about that transformation of going from a place where you that was just not possible for you on many levels, but now you're able to do that?
Yeah, I was wearing the same thing for a long time because of TSW. I had zero fashion. I was basically, I would be caught by the fashion police if they existed. So I wore long sleeve cotton tops all the time because I had raw oozy skin and it was painful to expose them. Long tights. I wore a cap every time because I was basically bald. And then as my skin got better and better, I could expose more and more parts of my skin. So I slowly transitioned to wearing short sleeves and just checking in with how I feel on that day. Maybe if it's a day that I only have to be out for 2 hours, okay, I'll wear short sleeves. On longer days, I wouldn't, because maybe I would feel uncomfortable by like the third hour. And then the next time I will be, okay, let's try shorts. So I feel like it has to be a very gradual thing. Many people, once they see a ray of hope that, oh, like finally my skin is better, they go all out, like suddenly from long sleeve tops and pants to like a spaghetti top and shorts. But that may not be giving yourself enough time. And also it could cause a lot of disappointment if you are, if it doesn't work. So I think transitioning slowly and having patience with yourself is very, very important. And I always loved dressing up before TSW. So it was really nice to get that little like enjoyment back, but I no longer am like insecure. You know, when I wanted to dress up in the past, it was because I was insecure. But now it's because I love and appreciate my body. I just want to feel good about myself. I'm not doing it for anyone else. It's not out of any judgment from society. So yeah, I would say pacing yourself, being patient with yourself, and also self-acceptance. You know, I had to work very hard with accepting that, okay, I have TSW and this is just how I look right now. And that is fine. And once you reach that stage, then you wouldn't be rushing into, you know, going back into that normal life.
So much wisdom. So much wisdom, whether you're in TSW or not. That is so much wisdom there. I want to make sure that people can connect with you. You are on Instagram at TSW_trooper. And then you also have a great website called DecodingTopicalSteroidWithdrawal.com. Is that the best way if someone is looking for support? And you and I discussed this ahead of time, so I think it's okay for me to say this, that you do offer counseling services for people who are going through TSW no matter where they live. So someone could be here in the United States, they could be anywhere, and they could connect with you and set up time to work with you.
Yeah, correct. So I have a link in my bio on Instagram where you can book time slots with me. So there will be, yeah, and you will see it in your time zone. So that's convenient. I do them over Zoom. Yeah, so it could be anywhere, anytime. It doesn't have to be, it's not restricted at all. And I really enjoy these sessions with people all around the world.
I love that. I love that you are offering this service because I think it could be such a benefit for so many out there. And that's why I'm just so glad to have had you on the show to share your story. We'll make sure to, I know it's in your link in bio, but for those who don't use Instagram, we'll make sure to also put Jing's link so that if you do want to schedule time with her, it's really easy. Everything will be in the show notes. That way you can just go through there. Jing, I just want to thank you so much for making the time to coming on the show. I know that it's pretty late there for you, and I just deeply appreciate your commitment to helping people through this. And it's just been such an honor to have you on the show.
No, I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
I'm so grateful that a resource like Jing exists to help people who are really struggling right now, because it can feel very challenging to go to a therapist who has no idea what you're going through and really doesn't understand the magnitude of suffering. And so it's great to have someone who's gone through this and can really understand where you are right now. For all of the resources that we discussed in this interview, as well as how to reach Jing and set up an appointment with her, because she does work with people all over the world, so there's no need to feel that just because she's not in the US, for example, that you cannot schedule time with her. She is available. So you can head on over to the show notes at skinterrupt.com/200. And there you can find all of the links. And if you've got any thoughts, questions, or comments, you can leave them there so we can keep the conversation going. And I would deeply appreciate if you are in a Facebook group or some sort of online forum, or you know someone who's going through TSW, please share this episode with them. Because the rate of people who think about suicide when they have eczema or psoriasis is pretty substantial. It's actually quite staggering. And this, I have to say, tends to be worse. The symptoms and the suffering of those who are really struggling with TSW tends to drive people to their limits. And I don't want to see anything happen to any of our listeners or anybody out there going through this. It's a tough journey, and it's so crucial that you get the support that you need so you can make it to the other side. And one more quick ask before you head off for your day. If you haven't done so yet, please go leave a review of The Healthy Skin Show over on iTunes or whatever your podcast platform of choice is. You can rate it, review the show, and then make sure to hit the subscribe button. That way you don't miss any episodes. To get access to the most recent tips, inspiration, hope, research, and anything else that we've got headed your way. Because trust me, we have a ton of amazing content coming. Even though we've just hit episode 200, we have episodes planned out for the next 30 shows. And that's just what has already been done via interviews. So trust me when I say I am nowhere near done. I'm so grateful to walk on this path with you, to be your co-pilot, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode.